This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Like, without giving up everything that's coming later this week, how would you answer that? Like, are you expecting the 49ers to win this game? Is that the way everybody's minds are thinking right now?
Yeah, it's not the way my mind is thinking, and I'm open to the idea that they can win, and there are a lot of things as I go deeper into the Kansas City film and the numbers, things that indicate this Kansas City team is not as good as last year, and they're not as good as the first Super Bowl team that beat the Niners, and they're not as good as the team that came in here and hung, what, 46 on the Niners in that regular season tilt? This team is undefeated, so I'm not taking anything away from them, but I look at certain things that I've seen on film, and you know, some of the stats and the numbers would indicate that this team is 5-0, not by luck, but they've had a couple of close games go their way. The Niners have had a couple of close games not go their way. If the Niners were 5-0 and KC was 3-2, or you know, the Niners would be 6-0, yep. I guess, because they've played six games. The Niners would be favored by probably 5.5.
Probably.
5 or 5.5. But because the Niners have gacked away a couple of games and Kansas City stayed perfect, that's why the number's only one. I think the Niners roster is better, and I think that being at home is a big factor. And the turnover differential is galling. How Kansas City, they've thrown six picks and they've fumbled twice. They've only generated four takeaways in five games, which is what has led them to be a minus four.
Well, the Chiefs right now are a football team that sort of defies logic on a number of levels. The only thing that's logical is that we already knew they're good and their record is good. So that's logical. But it's like you said, you can lose the turnover battle. You can, like, never look explosive in terms of your offense. I mean, what's their point total this year? Their highest point total this year, 27. On opening night against the Ravens. They've not gotten to 30 points once this year. Mahomes only thrown for 300 yards once this year. Their top receiving option is hurt. Their running back is hurt. The guy who's supposed to be their second receiving option is hurt and never even got there. They lose the turnover battle. He does not look great. Mark Grandy's on airwaves in a top market saying that Brock Purdy has looked better than their quarterback, who's the face of the league. We'll get to it, Grandy. Don't worry, because I'd love to hear more about what happened yesterday. But, like, it all defies logic that they're 5-0. Nobody's watched any of their games and came away going, wow, they look good. Everyone says the same thing. Chiefs don't look right, but they won.
Right.
That's how they come away. And I would argue, is that not the biggest concern that everyone would have about this weekend? Is that the takeaway is, well, gosh, again, the Niners looked like the better team and lost.
Well,
that's the nightmare.
Yes, but for me, the thing that would make that the most likely to happen is the fact that their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, is a lot like the defensive coordinator who you already faced, and he made things hard on you, and that's Brian Flores in Minnesota. And if you look at the defensive metrics, Kansas City and Minnesota are 1-2 in a number of those metrics, and things like pressure percentage and blitz percentage. These are things that the 49ers offensive line and Brock Purdy against Minnesota, they've struggled with that. You may not have your running back four, right? Or three, because you don't have RB1 McCaffrey. He hasn't played. Elijah Mitchell hasn't played, won't play. Yeah. Jordan Mason's RB3. We don't know if he's going to play.
He practiced yesterday. Right? So it sounds like it's trending in a good direction.
That is good. Yep. And, you know, practice again tomorrow. They're off today. So I don't know how rigorous yesterday was, but something to keep an eye on. And as you start to look at the defense, you don't have Hufanga. You got a young secondary. And you've got a guy in Kansas City that runs a 4.240. And just watching the New Orleans tape again this morning, there was, I think, three plays where the play was, hey, Xavier, run as fast as you can by everyone, and we're just going to chuck it up to you.
Well, and what did Brian Baldinger call the Niners just a week ago?
Slow. Right.
Okay.
So there are a number of things I look at that are troubling, and, you know, we could talk about the similarities between these two offenses. I was fascinated by it as I was watching the last couple of Chiefs games and seeing what they try to do, particularly last Monday against New Orleans, where they held the ball, Mark, for 40 minutes. This is not a run-and-gun, quick-strike offense anymore. This is 3 yards and a cloud of dust for Kansas City.
Well, Brian Baldinger came on with the guys in the morning, Bonte and Joe. He was asked specifically, is that Chiefs defense, which was good last year in the Super Bowl, we watched it, is it even better this year?
Well, I haven't seen anybody block Chris Jones yet. Like, he's the most dominant interior defensive lineman in this league. New Orleans had no answer for him. He destroyed that offense. But I think they're better. Just because nobody has three big linebackers like they have. They have Bolton and they have Tranquil, you know, and they have Leo Chenal. So if you wanna line up and run the ball, you know, like the way the Ravens did in the playoffs, I mean, they got three linebackers that look like defensive linemen that come and just blow you up. They have answers for whatever you want. They don't break down the back end and they get quick pressure to the quarterback. I mean, it's the ultimate. If you had to say, okay, what do I want my defense to be? I want to be stout and strong against the run. I want to be able to affect the quarterback quickly with these corner cap blitzes or slot blitzes or safe, whatever combination spags are coming. And I want to be able to do all that. Oh, by the way, I don't want to break down on the back end. Like, that's like the ultimate. And that's what they're able to do.
I think the Niners offensive line is going to have to be incredible.
Yeah.
They're going to have to be incredible on Sunday.
And just hearing him describe the run defense like that and looking at the numbers, they're allowing 3.7 yards per attempt, which is fourth best in football. And they play with three linebackers, which the Niners only play with two for the most part. They'll have a third in there. I wonder what they do this week with, you know, no Flanagan fouls and D Winters, who hasn't really yet hit his stride. You may be in a lot of nickel defense against Patrick Mahomes, but on the other side, you're right. You have to be able to pass protect, and if Chris Jones is coming in the interior, that's Jake Brendel, and Jake Brendel's really struggled this year in pass protection, and, you know, Dominic Pooney's been great, but Kansas City, if they can be disruptive with four, or like Baldy was saying, with, you know, the corner blitz and the other exotic blitzes where you only have to bring one additional rusher, you rush five and you still are disruptive, that's where this game can be difficult for Brock.
I'm just so fascinated about the dynamics that bring the 49ers to where they are, because, correct me if I'm wrong, and you guys, we can all do this by memory, I think. Like, were they a dog in any game last year? And Kyle, remember Kyle referenced this in the Kawakami podcast when he said, we're talking about roster construction and people rip this, that, the other, and he's like, well, something is working, because we've essentially been favored in every game for 2 years. So people can say, what are you doing with this roster? But then you turn around and I think privately you like the roster, because you think that we're going to win every single time we put helmets on. When was the last time the Niners were a dog? That's what I want to know. When's the last time the Niners were a dog?
Yeah, let me look that up, because
can anyone even remember?
No.
Can we remember the last time the Niners were a dog? Were they a dog in Philly for the NFC title game? I feel like they were.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I believe that that's it. So that makes it all of last year, they were favored in every game. All of this year so far, favored in every game. And right now the outlook is that they will be favored in every game for the rest of the way. until something changes with their record or their scenario or what have you.
They were even favored by 4 in the meaningless game against LA to end the year. Okay. That was one I thought maybe they weren't. They were favored by 6 at home against Baltimore, and you lost by 14.
Right.
And were you favored at Philadelphia last year? By 3. By 3. There you go. 3.5, exactly.
I remember we did all kinds of stuff on it, because remember that was a big deal. Like this sort of a version of this conversation we're having right now is exactly the conversation we had that week. Why are the Niners favored? And I remember, right? Remember we would text our guys with FanDuel and everything, and they'd be like, well, here's why. They're better at every position. And I'm like, the Eagles aren't very good. And like the whole thing happened, and the Niners won by whatever the hell they won by, 30 points or something.
NFC Championship game, the 2022 season happened in early 2023. Eagles, 2.5-point favorites.
There it is. There it is. So that's the last time. And then how many times were they a dog?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whole season. That whole season prior to the NFC title game.
We're on it. Don't worry.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure. Were they a dog the last time Kansas City came here 2 years ago?
That was
Christian McCaffrey's first game.
October 23rd. And Kansas City by 1, according to Football Reference. The line that Lucas finds might be different.
Do you see how stubborn this is, though?
Right.
Like, what is that? And I love, especially the situation we're in, where we hear from 49er fans every day, and we are you, and we talk about this, and we live this. And so, therefore, there's always a lot of frustration. Kyle, run the ball, whatever. All the stuff that we say about the Niners. But then, somehow, some way, no matter what frustration you have, no matter if you think Kyle is overrated, damn it, stop calling him a genius. And we got questions about Brock, blah, blah, blah. When all of the conversation is over, people expect the Niners to win every time they put shoes on. Every time. It does, like, the scenario where they're an underdog is almost unthinkable. It's almost unthinkable. It's like, I don't know, how about if we draft a QB with the last pick in the draft, have two other quarterbacks get hurt, have him break some ribs, and then we'll put this innocent little flower that looks like he's never played football before, and let's put him on the road in Philadelphia in a cold environment with the Super Bowl on the line. Okay, fine, we'll make you a 2-point dog. It's incredible. What is that? What is that?
It's the roster. It's the roster, and it's the coach, and it is a lot of it, I think, is bet protection because people like the 49ers. There are 49er fans everywhere, so if you put them, if you hang their number with them getting points, that thing's going to get bet into oblivion, and it's going to get bet probably all the way back to where they eventually are favored again. So it's a certain amount of protection from the odds makers, but also it's a very good coach, general manager, owner, franchise, stability. It's a roster that's got 8 of the top 100 players in the league. It's got the big three that we talked about in the crossover, left tackle, pass rusher, and quarterback. And it's a team that has been successful for, what, 3 years running now?
Right.
Four of the last five?
I mean, we get it. I mean, there are times where I feel like I'm almost up here with my dukes up trying to defend a team that I think has been really good. But it's almost as if the world didn't want to hear Debo say what he said a few weeks ago, but they privately believe it too. Debo, don't say we've been the best team in the league for years. We just haven't won the Super Bowl. Don't say that, because you haven't won this. You're not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
But then you go to bed and you're like, but we kind of think the same.
Of course.
Because
the odds makers do too.
Every single time they play.
Last year, week three at Denver, Jimmy Garoppolo, your starting quarterback, Niners favored by 1.5.
Uh-huh.
1.5. So that is one where,
yeah,
like if Brock Purdy misses a game for whatever reason, stubs his toe or whatnot, if he goes up against Dallas, you beat Kansas City, then you face Dallas at home next week, Dallas off a bye, and you don't have Brock Purdy.
Who's favored? Brandon Allen against Dak Prescott. Who's favored?
It might still be the Niners,
no
but
doubt.
It's really close.
There's no doubt it's still the Niners.
Brock Purdy is worth, what, your odds maker told us he's worth like 5 points.
Yeah.
Mahomes is worth 9,
right,
and everyone kind of works down from there. So I'm just looking at this game last year against Denver where Trey Lance was out, and you're starting Garoppolo. Purdy would yet to become Brock Purdy, and you still were only favored by 1.5. You were still favored. Denver was 1-1 coming in. Denver wasn't any great shakes.
Denver was terrible.
Yeah, but they beat you.
Yep.
But, yeah, anyway, 9-11 against the spread last year, the Niners were.
Wow.
9-11.
See, and that's what I'm getting at. Like, I believe we've reached a spot where there's almost, and I don't just mean this locally, there's some sort of a, I don't know if this is the right word, check me on it if it's not, it's almost like there's a bias. Like there's a bias for the 49ers. Is it the fan base? Is it the sparkly roster? Is it just the story, the personalities? Like, I've said this before, I think they're the best show in sports right now. My opinion, call it whatever you want, but I think Netflix saw that over the offseason. The storylines, the Mr. Irrelevant, the Kittle with the hair and the wife and the, like, everything. Debo, there's so many different little things, and the fan base is so large, and their games are exciting, and they make you mad, and then they impress the hell out of you. I think they're the best show in sports. And with that, I think that there is almost, whether you want to just call it a gambling bias, like I'm seeing a lot of people like, just gambling. That's not even what I'm really getting at. I'm not getting at the gambling aspect of the spread. I'm getting at the emotional aspect.
Yeah, the expectation.
Exactly. That's the word we're playing
with.
I do
think a lot of it has now become built off of Brock Purdy being the real deal, because I just looked back at last year against Tampa. Brock's making his first start. You've got the Niners at home against Tampa.
Yep.
Favored by 3.5.
Tom Brady against who?
Brock Purdy.
And who's favored?
The Niners. But if you would, if Brock Purdy was to do that same thing right now, the Niners would be favored by 9.
Of course.
Because Brock Purdy has now become one of these guys who gets elevated in the eyes of everyone.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, which is why you look at this game against Kansas City, undefeated Kansas City off a bye. You've got injury questions. You could say they do too, but they've moved on from those more than you have, and yet you're still favored.
I think it's part of why the fan base, though, is would you describe the fan base as often frustrated?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you when expect them to win every single game.
But just don't lose to Arizona and the Rams.
No, that's fair.
If they were 5-1 right now, the fan base would not be frustrated.
You're right. No, that's totally fair, although they still would be a little bit because of the Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.